This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and or you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to get to it. We're going to clarify some of the things that we were talking about yesterday. And we spawned off of today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, finally admit that Trump is not keeping his promises. When will Americans learn? Well, the next day we talked about a Christian artist who was asked about homosexuality, just basic elementary principles concerning scripture and common sense, by the way, and American law. You can check your state statutes to basically validate what I'm making out to be a point here, as to be a point. With that said, I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to get to a part two and a part three concerning that, and clarifying more so as to what we were talking about yesterday, because we kind of broke into it with other information that was highlighted over yesterday's show. With that said, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to play some of this audio for you, because I got to tell you, friends, I was a little surprised as to what I was watching. The shouting match in the Oval Office that could change everything. It's an article written on sonsoflibertymedia.com by Michael Snyder. And I was just curious. I just wanted to see what was going on. It was Nancy Pelosi, the witch from San Francisco, California, Bay Area. And then we had Chuck Schumer. And the way that they were talking to the president only, again, validates the point that there is equal playing grounds on that floor in federal government. In other words, they're all taking directives and commands by those that are higher up. Now, we're led to believe that the President of the United States of America is the leader of the free world. First of all, he's not the leader. He's the representative of the free world, because he follows the Christ, the Mosaic Institution, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because that is common law in the United States of America. A point in common sense, which no attorney in his right mind could dare dispute. With that said, as I'm watching this video unfold, you know, I have to be honest with you. The man operates and acts out characteristically in a lot of ways that I do. And I'm talking about the way he responds, the way he responds to people saying stuff to him. And I'll tell you what, he was pretty tame, to be quite honest, speaking of Donald Trump. But the fact of the matter is, what he doesn't exemplify is the fact that I'm not going to deceive the American people into believing something that is not. And I'm talking about shooting from the hip, and I'm talking about integrity. We're going to show integrity here by sticking to the word and showing you as to the one that we all should follow, and the ones that we do follow here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and that being the Christ, John 14:6. And I'm not going to sit on the radio show, by the way, just on a side note, and make excuses for my lack thereof. No, we're all growing in grace, but I'm looking for a reason not to make excuses as to why I'm not, as to what I should be in Christ. So therefore, I pray for more grace to keep his commandments better, as the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, rightly said. Now, with that said, going back to Donald Trump, I got to tell you, I stopped the video. I said to my wife, come in here. I said, this guy acts like I act a lot of times. And you could say, well, he says a lot of stupid things. Well, I could say, well, you know, I've done that too, but I try to stick not, to my doctrine, but to the Christ doctrine and to the Constitution, the doctrine of our forefathers, when I do what I do on this radio program. But again, it was the similarities between me and Donald Trump to say the least, I was a little surprised. I don't want to say the word frightening because it's not frightening, but the similarities are pretty astounding. Again, with the Lord's heart here, hopefully on this show, and that's conveyed, and hopefully my hearers understand what I'm telling you and what I'm saying even now. But again, going back to Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, I couldn't believe the way these people were talking to the president. Now, if it was true that he was the representative of the free world, which you are led to believe that he is not, because yesterday I shared with you that Bill Clinton was asked a question about government. He said, well, listen, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. And this video right here proves it. Now, I want to play just a little bit of audio for you. And I want you to listen to the way that Schumer and Pelosi are talking to the president and how they're talking over the president of the United States of America. Because I'll tell you what, if I'd have been the president, I would have put my foot down right in the room there and just said, wait a second, what does the law say? That's what we're sticking to. Now listen carefully. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
So the wall would get built, but we may not have an agreement today. We probably won't. But we have an agreement on other things that are really good. Nancy, would you like to say something?
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to meet with you so that we can work together in a bipartisan way to meet the needs of the American people.
Yeah.
I think the American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House, Trump shutdown. You have the White House. You have the
taking shots at Trump.
House of Representatives. You have the votes. You should pass.
No, we don't have the votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House,
and we don't have.
You could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but I can't. Excuse me, but I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is, you can get it started that way.
The House we can get passed very easily,
okay,
and we do. But the problem is the Senate, because we need 10 Democrats to vote, and they won't vote.
That's not the point, Mr. President. The point is that there are equities to be weighed. And we're here to have a conversation in a prayerful way, so I don't think we should have a debate in front of the press on this. But the fact is, the House Republicans could bring up this bill, if they had the votes, immediately, and set the tone for what you want.
If we thought we were going to get it passed in the Senate, Nancy, we would do it immediately. We'd get it passed very easily in the House.
No, that's
we would get it, Nancy, I'd have it passed in 2 seconds. It doesn't matter, though, because we can't get it passed in the Senate because we need 10 Democrat votes.
Well,
that's the problem.
Again, let us have our conversation, then we can meet with the press again. But the fact is that legislating, which is what we do, you begin, you make your point, you state your case. That's what the House Republicans could do if they had the votes. But there are no votes in the House, a majority of votes, for a wall, no matter where
that's
you
exactly
start.
Exactly right. You don't have
if
I needed the votes for the wall in the House, I would have them in one session,
well,
would be
do
done.
It. They'll do it.
It doesn't help because we need 10 Democrats in
no,
the
don't
Senate.
Don't put it on the Senate. Put it on the negotiation.
Okay, let me ask you this. Just, and we're doing this
every. I'm going to play a little bit more of it, friends, because it begins to escalate just little by little by little by little. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get over to either change your name or change your conduct during the probably the third segment and the fourth segment. We're going to close up what we were talking about over the last couple of days here. But again, we're going to come back to this video with Schumer and Pelosi and Donald Trump. I was a little surprised concerning the way that they were talking to the president and over-talking the president. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back into Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, YouTube, got a couple more videos going up this week. We threw up a couple last week and the week before. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. And it is YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Check out some of those videos, bring about results to the issues which we face, in which we face on a daily basis in this country. Giving you the answers, friends, yes, indeed. The biblical and the constitutional answers as to what's taking place here in this country today. And yes, it is up to the American people to do so to bring about the resolve. With that said, if you'd like to call in at any time, that number is 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, I want to make one more point here and a request. November and December are the worst time for ministries, as is summertime. We would ask that you would consider supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio. To keep us on the air, to keep us out there doing the things that we're doing, Luke 19:10 across the country. Every month we're somewhere else in this world, namely in the United States of America. And again, we're just simply asking that you'd consider supporting the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com by going to Sons of Liberty Radio.com and going to the store or Sons of Liberty Media.com, going to the store and going to support. Maybe you want to become a son or daughter of Liberty, or maybe you want to come and look at some of the things that we have to offer, such as statement T-shirts with our T-shirts. A variation of colors are available as well. But we're just simply throwing out there, friends, the fleece to consider supporting this ministry so that we might grow to reach out even further than what we already are. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and check out membership. Become a son or a daughter of liberty today. With that said, I want to play some more of this audio, the shouting match in the Oval Office, because it becomes that. It escalates into that. In short, I was just talking to my son, and he was talking about during the break, because he produces the show, and he's been doing that for 6 years. And with that said, it's interesting to note that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are literally, if you're paying attention to what they're doing, they're undermining the president every step of the way, which further solidifies the point that the president is not the final say in this country. I can tell you that first and foremost, as the way that you've been led to believe through the media. Again, we're ruled by law, not by opinion. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We are not a democracy, just for the record. And with that said, it shows you that Donald Trump, is his head is not higher than Pelosi's or Schumer's. And again, you can tell that they all take their orders from the same people. Now, you're going to notice more escalation concerning the conversation here from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And pay attention to the way that they're talking to the president. And pay attention to the way that they're constantly undermining what the president is saying. And by the way, friends, in all fairness, some of the things that they're saying, they're telling you the truth. They're blurting the truth out in their confusion. And also keep in mind, Nancy Pelosi is saying we shouldn't be doing this in front of the media. Yes, you should. You are the representatives of the people of this country. They have every right in the world to see what you are doing with the authority and the powers that have been delegated from us to you. There's no reason any of this has to happen behind closed doors. So again, let me play this video out, this audio for you, video for me, and I want you to listen to the shouting match that begins to evolve shortly. Listen carefully.
It doesn't help for me to take a vote in the House where I will win easily with the Republicans. It doesn't help to take that vote because I'm not going to get the vote of the Senate. I need 10 senators. That's the problem.
You have the White House. You have the Senate.
I have the White House. The White House is done, and the House would give me the vote if I wanted it. But I can't because
well,
I need, Nancy, I need 10 votes from Chuck.
All right, let me say something here.
Let me just say one thing. The fact is, we do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. And we need border security. Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm. We need the wall. We need, more important than anything, we need border security, of which the wall is just a piece. But it's important. Chuck, did you want to say something?
Yeah, here's what I want to say. We have a lot of disagreements here. The Washington Post today gave you a whole lot of Pinocchios because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built, how much of the wall is built, and how much is there. But that's not the point here. We have a disagreement about the wall,
Washington,
whether it's effective or whatever. Not on border security, but on the wall. We do not want to shut down the government. You were called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. We don't. We want to come to an agreement. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because you, let me just finish, because you can't get your way.
The last time you shut it down, you got killed.
Yeah, let me say something, Mr. President. You just say, my way or we'll shut down the government. We have a proposal that Democrats and Republicans will support to do a CR that will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border security.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It's what the border.
Because when you look at these numbers of the effectiveness of our border security, and when you look at the job that we're doing with our military.
You just said it is effective.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you just said it's effective.
Without a wall, these are only areas where you have the walls.
We want to do
where
this.
You have walls, Chuck, it's effective. Where you don't have walls, it is not effective.
Yeah.
Let's call a halt to this. We've come in here as the first branch of government. Article 1, the legislative branch. We're coming in good faith to negotiate with you about how we can keep the government
open.
We're going to keep it open
American,
if we have border security. If we don't have border security, we're not going to keep it open.
I'm with you. We are not going to have border security.
And it's the same border. You're bragging about what has been done.
by us.
We want to do the same thing we did last year, this year. That's our proposal. If it's good then, it's good now, and it won't shut down the government.
Chuck, we can build a
but
much bigger
let's,
section
let's
with
debate,
more money.
Let's debate in
okay.
private.
Okay?
Okay? Yeah,
so
let's debate in private.
It is devoid, frankly, of facts, and we can...
We need border security, and I think we all agree that we need border security.
Yes,
is that
we
right?
do. Good, we do.
See? We get along. Thank you, everybody.
No, no, listen, friends.
You say border security and the wall. Can you have border security without the wall?
No, you need the wall. The wall is a part of border security.
What it means to have border security.
Yeah. Yes. We need border security. The wall is a part of border security. You can't have very good border security without the wall.
That's
no.
That's not true. That is a political promise. Border security is a way to effectively honor our responsibility.
And the experts say you can do border security without a wall, which is wasteful and doesn't solve the problem.
It totally solves
but
the problem.
I don't want to take this.
And it's very important.
This has spiraled downwards when we came at a place to say, how do we meet the needs of American people who have needs? The economy has, people are losing their jobs, the market's in a mood. Our members are already...
Well, we have the lowest unemployment that we've had in 50 years.
60 people of the Republican Party are losing their offices now because of the transition. People are not... The
and we've gained in the Senate. Nancy, we've gained in the Senate. Excuse me, did we win the Senate? We won the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
I
did.
Let me say this.
We did win North Dakota.
Wow.
This is the most unfortunate thing. We came in here in good faith. And we're entering into this kind of a discussion in the public view.
But it's not bad, Nancy.
No,
it's called transparency.
I know. It's not transparency when we're not stipulating to a set of facts and when we want to have a debate with you about saying we confront them as fast as...
You know what? We need border security. That's what we're going to be talking about, border security. If we don't have border security, we'll shut down the government. This country needs border security. The wall is a part of border security. Let's have a talk. We're going to get the wall built, and we've done a lot of wall already.
How big a part of border security is the wall?
It's a big section. It's a big part of it.
Is it everything that you need?
It's a big part of it. We need to have effective border security. We need a wall in certain parts. No, not in all parts, but in certain parts of a 2,000-mile border, we need a wall.
How much money?
We are doing it much under budget. We're actually way under budget on the areas that we've renovated and areas that we've built. I would say if we got $5 billion, we could do a tremendous chunk of wall.
Are your guests?
Well, we're going to see. Look, we have to have the wall. This isn't a question. This is a national emergency. Drugs are pouring into our country. People with tremendous medical difficulty and medical problems are pouring in, and in many cases, it's contagious. They're pouring into our country. We have to have border security. We have to have a wall as part of border security. And I don't think we really disagree so much. I also know that, you know, Nancy is in a situation where it's not easy for her to talk right now, and I understand that. And I fully understand that. We're going to have a good discussion, and we're going to see what happens. But we have to have border security.
Mr. President, please don't characterize the strength that I bring to this meeting as a leader of the House Democrats who just won a big victory.
Elections have consequences, Mr. President.
Let me just say...
And that's why the country is doing so well.
But the president is representing a
part of it. And it goes on, President. I had to play that because it gets more undermining as you watch it. It's a 10-minute video. It's 10-minute audio. And it's pretty crazy. But again, it surprised me a little bit. We're going to come right back on the other side, and we're going to hit what we promised. Sons of Liberty Media.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for campaign finance violations and lying to Congress. March 6th is when Cohen will have to report to prison.
Still lots of reaction coming into President Trump's meeting at the White House yesterday with Congressman Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer, Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs on whether a bill can get passed this year.
I would say, first of all, we could do it a couple ways, but the House needs to do it. I think we need to do it as a separate standalone bill and not part of the funding bill. Another way we could do it is actually pass out the budget itself and then do it in a reconciliation. I mean, there are some ways we could get this done. It would take a lot of work. It would take some time. We might have to stay here a little bit longer than people want, but I'm willing to do that, and I would urge my colleagues to be willing to do that, too.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
What's interesting here, friends, is I was just highlighting the article from Michael Snyder, the shouting match in the Oval Office that could change everything on the Sons of Liberty Media.com today. And it's interesting, the more you watch it, and I think it's great because it keeps your representatives before your face, before your eyes. You can see their demeanor, what's right, what's not right. You can see where it's diplomatic, seduction in another guise. You can see where it's counterfeiter or a fiend, and when it's real. And when we begin to watch our government in such a fashion, I think it's great because both sides, when they get heated towards one another, begin to tell the truth about the other side, and that's what needs to happen. And first of all, first and foremost, there shouldn't be two different sides, but they're keeping each other honest in a sense, in a way. I think what Trump is talking about is right. It should have been done almost 2 years ago, friends, right when he took office. And the fact of the matter is the American people are pushing for this, and this is exactly why this is happening today. And here you have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They're afraid that he's going to shut down the government. Well, if I was the president, I would have did the same thing. Either, listen, I'm working on the side of the people that I represent. I'm here to enforce the laws of the Constitution and secure our borders because it's my job to do so. And in doing so, you're going to do it and see it my way in the people's way, or else this is what we're going to do. I think that's totally right. But I think in the process, you have Pelosi and Schumer keeping Trump honest for the things that he has done and the things that he hasn't done. And you see this continuous undermining going on between Schumer and Pelosi with Trump, who's more than able to handle himself. But the facts are the facts, and they're stubborn things, and they're not going to change just because Trump says so and because he doesn't say so. They're keeping him honest, America, and it's great. Another thing that you'll notice here, too, is Trump changing the numbers again on the wall. It went from $4 billion to $5 billion to $8 billion to $10 billion to $12 billion to $25 billion from the Mexican people paying for the wall to now the American people paying for the wall. Now it's back down to $5 billion, and he said it's way under budget. Well, that, the first thing that he said as far as what it's going to cost the American taxpayers for the wall and what it's going to cost to build it was $4 billion. And now he's saying it's way under budget at $5 billion. So we need to pay attention to this because he is fluctuating concerning the things that he says. He forgets what he says, and then he says a different number. Well, Pelosi comes in and starts saying, well, listen, no matter what you have on your card, that's not what the facts are. Schumer did the same thing. And this is the kind of stuff that we, the people, need to see concerning our representatives, friends. And for Schumer and the president, Donald Trump, and even Pelosi saying that we shouldn't be doing this in front of the media, listen, I disagree 100%. This should all be done in the face of the American people. You work for us. We do not work for you, and we should be knowing what you're doing every step of the way concerning our country. So anyways, I wanted to play the duration of that audio. We got most of it. And again, it was just amazing to me how they were all talking at each other like no one was really in charge in a lot of ways. And if you look at it from a perspective, a bird's eye view, friends, you'll see that they're all in this together. And again, the way that they were talking to the president, if he was truly the representative of the free world, I can tell you right now, they would have not gotten away with the way that they talked to him. Case in point, do you remember, you just heard Chuck Schumer say to the president, you know, if you believe that you won this state and that state, you know, you're sadly mistaken, is what he was saying. In word. And in other words, calling him a liar, and Pelosi saying, well, no matter what you have over there in your cards, that's not the truth of the matter. Well, you know, it's funny because I remember Joe Wilson calling out Barack Hussein Obama as a liar during his state of address. And they, Pelosi, as a matter of fact, during that time was the Speaker of the House. And they conjured up mischief, creating a policy and then telling you it was law that no longer could senators or representatives call out the president during a speech or talk to the president in such a manner. See, it's such a twofold hypocritical system that America, you need to pay attention to the details because you'll always see the devil in the details, and that's where he's at. And again, if you pay attention to the details, we can always call them out, and we can call out the hypocrisy of those that represent we the people for who they are and what it is that they are doing and what it is that they mean to do in so many different ways. Now, with that said, again, I wanted to listen to the whole thing. I want to give you a parable, a metaphor. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, it says that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit, for they're spiritually discerned. What would you think of an immigrant coming into America from a country that means to implement foreign law in the place of our U.S. Constitution? Does that make them Americans because they call themselves one? Because they call themselves Americans? And yet, I got a question for you. How many people that come into America from foreign countries today that are doing just that, and yet people in this country take them for Americans because they have self-identified as one and nothing more? Hey, friends, what constitutes Americans is them living as Americans, and to live as an American, you must become an American, and the way one becomes an American is by knowing the founding documents and living accordingly. For without the knowledge of the founding documents, how does one call themselves an American? Well, you really can't. I mean, I could take it to something I brought up yesterday. You look at how many people in this country that call themselves patriots. Well, the definition of a patriot, friend, is to uphold dying laws. How many of those self-proclaimed and self-identified patriots, again, that call themselves patriots, Christians, or conservatives, how many of them actually know the founding documents? So what's the difference between them people that live in America concerning those that are coming into America wanting to implement foreign law? What's the difference? There is none. Because there's no gratitude on either side. And just again, because you call yourself an American, a conservative, or a patriot, it doesn't make you one just because you say so. What makes you one is what you exhibit in life. Now, I want to take that to a recent article of a Christian singer. And I got a question mark right by singer, okay, and Christian. Her name is Lauren Daigle. And she was asked whether or not homosexuality is a sin. And she replied with, I cannot answer honestly that question. Daigle responded, in a sense, I have too many people that I love that are homosexual. I don't know. I actually had a conversation with someone last night about it. I can't say one way or the other. I'm not God. Now, I have a question for you. Just because she calls herself a Christian doesn't make herself a Christian. I mean, do you remember those that Jesus said when he was talking to concerning the seed of Abraham, the Pharisees of the day, those that had him crucified? Do you remember when he said, yes, you are of Abraham's seed, but you have no place in your hearts for my word? He said to them, you seek and desire to kill me, one that has told you the truth. Just because they called themselves the children of God didn't make them the children of God. No more than someone today that calls themselves a Christian. Just because they call themselves a Christian doesn't make themselves a Christian. And how many people today take people for Christians that exhibit what the devil does today? And then they blame Christians for what the devil's doing. And keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ Jesus himself did. And I'm using this as an analogy and a parable, a metaphor, to bring about the fact that, friends, just because someone calls themselves a Christian artist or a Christian does not in any sense of the word make them Christian. Listen to what Lauren Daigle, they labeled her as a Christian singer. She was asked whether homosexuality was a sin. She replied, I can't honestly answer that. She said, I have too many people that I love that are homosexuals. She said, I don't know. She said, I had a conversation with someone last night about it, but I can't say one way or the other. She said, I'm not God. Well, wait a second. An American knows the Constitution. Christians should know the doctrine of the one that they serve. Because that's what constitutes what a Christian is defined out to be. Now, I know that there are some people that are going to say, well, Bradley, you know, that's rather judgmental, isn't it? Isn't that judgmental, what you just said about Lauren Daigle? Well, let me say it this way, okay? Let me give you the judge's word, for the Bible is clear when it tells us that we are to examine yourselves, whether it be in the faith. Prove your own selves, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. So in other words, the Bible tells us that we're to examine ourselves on a daily basis, whether we be in the faith or not. So I'm simply pointing out to the biblically illiterate that is a command by the judge as to what Christians are to do. And furthermore, if you go over to the book of Timothy, you can see that deacons were to be proved before they could serve in the church. An overseer. Well, wouldn't you call a Christian artist such as Lauren Daigle, who's been given a platform on such a mass scale, don't you think that it should be important for the church across America to make sure that she knows exactly what she's representing and who exactly that she is representing? I mean, that would be pretty important for me. I mean, companies do that, right? Before a CEO sends out one of his ambassadors, one of his salesmen, or a representative for his country, guess what? That representative or salesman knows everything about the country that they're representing. Shouldn't it be that way for Americans? Shouldn't it be that way for those that call themselves Christians? Of course it is. Of course it is. Lauren Daigle said, so when people ask questions like that, is homosexuality a sin? She said, that is my way to go. She says, I just say to them, read the Bible and find out for yourself. And when you find out, let me know, because I'm learning too, she continued. Give me a break. We're going to pick this up right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and SonsOfLiberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
You know, going back to what I was just highlighting, friends, I mean, what I'm talking about right here, right now, is that of my analogy, my metaphor, my parable. What would you think of foreigners that come into the United States of America that call themselves Americans when they move here, and yet they want to implement foreign law into our, in the place of the U.S. Constitution? That's what these professed Christians are doing all day long through their ignorance. Hosea 4:6. I mean, we're asking basic elementary questions concerning homosexuality, killing, stealing, dishonoring, lying, whatever the case might be. It just happened to be this one, and it's a great point to highlight because this is prevalent across the church in America. This is their representatives. Their representatives, for the most part, friends, don't know what the word says. And yet Scripture tells us it's the first prerequisite. I mean, friends, there's wheat and tares, Matthew 13:24-30. There are sheep and there are goats, Matthew 25:31-46. So in other words, again, just because one calls themselves a Christian doesn't make it so. Remember, Judas was called a disciple as well. Was he a Christian? Absolutely not. He betrayed the Christ. Read Matthew 10:4. Read Luke 22:48. This Christian artist, Lauren Daigle, was asked whether or not homosexuality is a sin. She replied with, "I can't honestly answer on that." Now, friends, I've spoken over 2,000 times publicly across the country. And when I ask professed Christians what sin is, they are bewildered. The problem is, Lauren Daigle doesn't even know what sin is. And Christians across the country, when I ask the question as to what is the definition of sin, they have no idea. And if there is a response, they reply with, well, that they have been told by their humanistic overseers that it means to miss the mark. No, it does not. Scripture tells us that sin is the transgression of law. God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. And how are you to know what sin is if you don't know what the law that is to drive men to Christ is? Read Galatians 3:24. Exodus 20, Romans 3:20, 1 Timothy 1:9. Do your homework. Read them. Cross-check everything I'm telling you, friends. I ask you, friends, hello. Did not Jesus mandate that if you're to be a follower of His, John 1:13, that you're to first know the doctrine? I shared with you yesterday, John 7:17. If any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Well, when Lauren was asked the question, she says, well, I don't know, I'm not God. Well, you're supposed to know His doctrine, Lauren. I mean, does not the Bible teach that we are to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? Of course. Or what of 1 John 2:5? But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God. These are the people that talk much of the love of God, yet they don't even know the love of God because they don't keep to His word, because they don't know His word. Listen to this, 1 John 2:5. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in Him. How do we know that we're in Him? By keeping His word. And Lauren Daigle and a mass amount of professed Christians in America who allows Lauren Daigle to be their representative, well, guess what? They all fall, for a better way of saying it, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Even though it be barren in knowledge. And yet it's the exact opposite of what Christ told us. And yet people are led to believe, well, she's a Christian because she calls herself one. I mean, this is like calling Barack Hussein Obama an American. No, he's not. This is ridiculous, America. This is like calling Judas a Christian. No, he's not. You know, it says in John 14:21, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. Really? So our love demonstrated to God is to keep His commandments. Read John 15:10, by the way. That's an insert. How are you to love your brothers if you don't love God? Read Jeremiah 11:13, chapter 29. Chapter 29:11-13. And yet, how many of these professors profess their love for God even knowing that they don't know His doctrine? And when you go to 1 John 5:2-3, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and we keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. What is it? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, right? This is the first commandment. The second is namely like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment. That's the fulfilling of the law. This is the law and the prophets. Love. No wonder why the lost are confused about the church in America. The church is to be the answer to the world that they are a part of when it comes to the problems. I mean, again, friends, this is a lack of Christianity. This is not the church. This is a counterfeit. Matthew 16:18. I don't know, maybe Lauren and professors out there that don't know the difference should read the Bible for themselves as to what Scripture teaches before claiming that she or any other professor is something that she is not or he is not. Christians are called to be ambassadors. We are called to preach the Word. 2 Timothy 4:2. The Word, which many today do not know. And it's, by the way, 99.9% of my critics are those that don't know the Word, but call themselves Christians, just for the record. Same thing with those that crucified Christ. They're the ones that walk around and use everything the world has to say against the Spirit of Christ. They don't want to be uncovered. Well, guess what? We're not asking for your permission to uncover you for your hypocrisies, period. Daigle responds, in a sense, I have too many people that I love that are homosexuals. I don't know. I actually had a conversation with someone last night about it. I can't say one way or another if homosexuality is sin. This applies to all sin, by the way, friends. I don't want the homosexuals feeling special today. She said, I'm not God. Give me a break. I mean, that's like saying, I can't answer that question concerning natural law because I'm not the president. Or because I'm not a Supreme Court judge. Or I'm not a representative. Or I'm not a senator. Or I'm not a police officer. Well, you should know all the more, friends. You don't just give delegated powers over to a people that you don't know what it is that they are to do, what their position entails, and what their duties entail. That's ridiculous. You know, the proof is in the pudding when it comes to love here, because if Lauren and those that she represents actually love homosexuals, hey, Lauren, where is the love, right? Then she should tell them as to what the Word has declared. Matthew 3:2, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I mean, friends, it goes on and on. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13. It tells us in Romans 1:22-28, 1 Corinthians 6:9, Jude 1:7. I mean, it's in 30 other references concerning and condemning homosexuality, which is not a sin. It is an abomination. I mean, folks, love tells the truth. It does not withhold the truth, for God is love. Hello. Hey, love tells the truth. God is not a man that he should lie. Okay? 1 Corinthians 13 says, love rejoiceth not in iniquity, lawlessness. So it rejoices in truth. So therefore, love tells the truth that does not withhold the truth. For again, God is love, the source of love. 1 John 4:8. That's found in 1 John 4:8. And again, love is without dissimulation, a hiding under a false appearance. Read Romans 12:9. I mean, it's just so overwhelming, friends, as to the ignorance involved with what we see today coming from the church. It's overwhelming concerning the ignorance coming from what we see through our representatives in government. But it all falls back to, guess what? The front door of the church and its responsibility. Because much of what we see today, friends, is the responsibility of the church. We need to make distinction as people as to what Americans are, what representatives are, what Christians are, what preachers are to do as what are Christians to do, because our end aim is all the same, rather than calling ourselves and identifying ourselves as to be something that we are not. Because that is the definition of hypocrisy. You know, it's been said that the biggest reason for large numbers of unbelievers, which is not a justifiable excuse because they have a Bible to read for themselves as well, and to right the wrongs as anybody else does, but it's been said the biggest reason for large number of unbelievers is the hypocrisies of the self-proclaimed believers. Read Matthew 23. And folks, again, the bottom line here is we need to make distinction as to what the real deal is and what the counterfeits are. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.